Leonardo da Vinci spent much time pondering the problem of flight. He believed that if humans could fly like birds, they might create a second world of nature. He designed a parachute using the shape of a Roman military tent, as well as a form of helicopter. But from about 1503, he concentrated on the study of bird flight and attempted to copy their use of flapping wings. Within 2 years, he had filled a notebook with sketches and detailed notes. Each spring, in the days before the Chinese New Year, over 140 million people travel across China by train, bus, and air to celebrate with their families. It is the largest human migration in the world. Railroad stations are packed with noisy crowds of excited people. Many have not been home for months or even years. After the festival, chaos takes over again as everyone makes the return journey. We consume vast amounts of electricity to power transportation, lighting, heating, and air conditioning systems, as well as domestic equipment, and virtually everything we now do or buy involves computers of some kind. The world's banks, businesses, and even governments rely on electronic communications. Since the car was invented at the end of the 1800s, we have come to rely on it. Their engines are much more efficient than they used to be, but their average fuel consumption has not improved because most of them are so heavy and powerful.